holidays here?
Well, I just recently set the safety training schedule. It's really important that our industries recognize and realize how important occupational safety and health is. And we have been a partner of My OSHA Training Institute, MTI, since 2007, I believe. And that is it's an innovative and collaborative program that just allows employers across the state to gain affordable occupational safety and health training. So upcoming for the winter, we have the 10-hour construction course, which is a sought-after training, and it's something that, and this one is in the construction industry, this one offers participants both the federal and the Michigan OSHA 10 card. This is something that employers really like to have all of their employees have. We also have a brand new training coming up called Are You in Compliance? And that one's going to be held in February. And this course is designed to help those learners understand the basic requirements of safety in their specific places of employment. Another one for the construction industry is the mobile aerial work platforms. This course has been approved for both a residential builder's pre-licensure, which is a state requirement, and any continuing ed that that licensee may need. I think one of the things that is really important to get out to employers is that MyOSHA does offer training scholarships. It's a simple application, and 50% of those course fees can be covered by the state. And that's really important because it really brings that affordability down.
Now, are these hands-on or are these classroom? How do these various courses work?
So we offer these in person. They're held right on campus at Bay College, and they are taught by competent, qualified MyOSHA consultation, education, and training instructors.
Okay, and I'm assuming that there's a limit on how many people you can have in these, right?
Yeah, we try to limit it to no more than 30 people. We do need a minimum of 10 to run these courses. And any of these MTI courses that we have at Bay College, the fee always includes the student materials and a hot lunch for the group.
Okay, and so where do you have a list of all the dates and, times for these? How many times a week or how many times a month do they meet? Where's that information?
So these classes are typically 1 or 2 day courses, and if they go to mytraining.baycollege.edu and use the keyword MyOSHA, all of those trainings will come up, including any of those that we maybe have scheduled or that I'm going to add for spring and summer.
Oh, you go that far in advance, do you?
We do. The state schedules out over about a year, and we will, start scheduling those and lining them up to see where we can fit them in for the needs of the industry.
Okay, anything else about these you want to let people know about that I didn't ask?
Well, there is one other one. This is not MyOSHA training, but this one is MSHA training. So this is through the Michigan Safety and Health Administration. We run an annual MSHA 8-hour training, and this will be held. We hold this every February. Participants will be able to choose from February 16th or 17th, and this is required training for anyone engaged in mining activities. And we offer this training in partnership with Michigan Tech's Mine Safety Grant Program. The cost of this training is $70, and that includes morning refreshments and lunch. And again, this is an annual required training for those engaged in mining.
And it's better to get it done for the folks in this area here than have to go all the way up to Houghton to do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been running this program in cooperation with Michigan Tech for about 20 years now, and those that need their MSHA know that we run it in February.
Okay, and I assume that's on your website as well, correct?
It is, absolutely. Same website, mytraining.baycollege.edu.
Renee Lundberg from Bay College has been with us today to talk about all these training courses coming up after the holidays. You have a good holiday season here, and try to get away from work for a little bit, will you?
Thanks, Jack. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for always covering Bay College.